Yeah, I mean, just the slow start really killed us, of having any momentum out the gate. And I think, just putting ourselves in that hole was really hard to get out of. I was really proud of the players, how they responded to end the first half, and then coming out the second half to really do a great job of finishing the game, holding the 3 points in the second half. And I thought that was a really something to build off. But obviously, a great opponent, going out, traveling out there. I thought our players handled the whole situation really well. But obviously we didn't play up to standard, in the beginning, and that's hard to do against the number three team in the country on the road at their place. That was we dug ourselves a hole and unfortunately ran out of time to get back in the game.
First question this morning from Larry. Go ahead, Larry.
Thanks, Rob. Jordan, what do you In looking back, what do you take out of that game and apply to Monmouth? And again, looking ahead to Monmouth and Derek Robertson, a few thoughts on that also and the injury update. Anyway, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Larry. Just taking away from the game, I mean, when we execute, and play together, we can be an explosive offense. We can be a very good defense. We saw that really in the second half and towards that, like I said, towards the end of the first half. I think we have talent on both sides of the ball. I think our players were they handled it the right way, and I was really proud of our leadership and just how it, just the messaging after the game and the focus and where it was and going out there, they traveled really well, they handled themselves well, then coming back is we hit the ground running again this morning. So just really building off the positives that we had within the game, and then knowing that we got to get things corrected. We're still in the early part of the season, so those corrections got to get made, and we have to do those quickly. We have a great opponent coming in, a CA opponent in Monmouth coming up here this weekend, and so we know we'll have our hands full, and this would be a competitive game that will go four quarters plus against a very talented team on both sides of the ball and well coached by Coach Callahan. And so we know what we're up against, and they have our full respect and focus this weekend. Just to answer your question on injuries, we made it out pretty healthy, so feeling good about where the roster is.
Jordan, Carter Peavy, 18 of 31, 224 yards, and a couple of touchdowns against a top-notch Montana State defense. Just talk about his performance and what you saw from him, growth from week one to week two.
Yeah, I thought, Carter was much more decisive in making decisions, distributing the football. I thought he threw the ball well down the field. I know there was a couple he overthrew in the first game, but I thought he did a really nice job on the when we had opportunities to push the ball down the field. I thought he did a nice job being accurate on those. I thought his accuracy was really good all evening. So just been impressed with Carter's ability to grow within our offense, and then his leadership has shown more and more. His steadiness has shown, and that's something we're going to need throughout, because there'll be adverse times throughout this every game there is, and to have someone back there that is experienced and has a steadiness to him, it will help our team.
Montego had another good game, but also Declan McKevitt, three catches, 43 yards, a touchdown in that game. Talk about his night.
Yeah, Tego again, I kind of talked about it earlier, but he just has been really a standout guy for us, in the as a leader, but also on the field. And his production has shown that he had a great catch to end the first half, and that was really impressive to see just him. And that's what he does, he can come away with those 50-50 balls. Declan, I mean, we had, obviously Cooper was down, Cooper Heisey was down this game. And we had a couple other guys banged up, so he really did a great job just stepping in and filling in many different roles in that tight end position, whether he was split out or in line or off the ball. I mean, he really was able to get involved and be productive when he was involved.
Defensively, as you said, the first half didn't go well, but you come out in the second half. Keyshawn Dyson, the strip sack and forced the fumble that set up a touchdown. He finished with seven tackles in the game. Like you said, after the way the first half went, just talk about that play and the fact that your defense only did, as you said, allow 3 points in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, just speaking on Keyshawn, I mean, Keyshawn has been an outstanding addition to our team, and just his attitude and His play really improved from week one to week two. So we're excited to see that. And we got him involved a little more, like pressuring, and he was able to have some production off of that. And I think, you know, we can continue to build off his experience and build off his confidence that he's built. So, you know, defensively, I think, you know, just being able to get layers to our defense is important. You know, in the first half, I didn't think we had that. I thought we were, you know, if something wasn't getting down the front seven, it was hitting us for explosive runs. And, you know, that's something that we've made an emphasis on, cutting down. So, you know, I expect us to be better there. I thought our tackling improved from week one to week two. So continuing to make an emphasis of that and you know, just playing more sound defense where we can keep things in front of us.
Got a follow-up from Larry. Go ahead, Larry.
Andrew, I just want to get back to Derek Robertson, has thrown for 745 yards, third in the FCS. What's it going to be like going up against him after you're having him for a couple of years?
Yeah, Derek, a lot of respect for, you know, Derek's, knowing as a man, and, you know, his character and his work ethic and, you know, his knowledge of the game. I mean, he's like having a coach on the field. So we know that he'll be well-prepared and their offense will be well-prepared. Their whole team will be for us. That we're not a unfamiliar opponent. We're a familiar opponent for them. And, you know, he's really kind of just picked up where he's left off in terms of his accuracy, his timing. You know, he does a great job, you know, going through his progressions, getting the ball where it needs to, letting his playmakers make plays in space. And, you know, he's not going to sit there and just hold on to the ball. He's going to make sure the ball gets out. And so, you know, certainly, you know, we got to do a great job on defense and defending him and, you know, we're putting that plan together now.
Next question from Tyler. Go ahead, Tyler.
Hey, Coach, you mentioned the kind of the resiliency of the guys to kind of go down early in a place like that against a team like that and still kind of battle back. Is that something that you've noticed might be, I guess, a difference in this year's group than the last two you had? And how, if not, I guess, then just talk about the mental toughness of this group.
Yeah, I mean, certainly resilient is a word I've used for a lot of the guys that have, you know, been in the program and where they are now, and, you know, just the mental toughness they've been showing, you know, in our training throughout the offseason, preseason camp, and then even into game one and then game two. I think, you know, there was definitely a moment when we were on our heels. There's no doubt about that in the first quarter. So to see the players respond certainly shows their mental toughness and their ability to continue to play and play to a standard, not the scoreboard, was something that we're really focused on and something we were able to reinforce again today. And, you know, just something we got to continue to build on. And, you know, the leadership piece is something that, you know, has really stood out to me and, you know, it comes more from the players than it ever has.
Jordan, you talked about Monmouth, but it's a conference opener. You're at home. Just talk about the importance of leg play and the extra emphasis this week.
Yeah, I mean, excited to get into league play, excited to get into playing a CAA opponent. And, you know, it's just, you know, it's always competitive. I think it's good to play like a more familiar opponent. And, you know, these are competitive games. These are games that are going to come down to the end. And, you know, so I think we're preparing ourselves for that level of focus, that level of commitment, that level of, you know, sustained focus and intensity that we're going to need in this game. And, you know, we're going to need a level of maturity about us. And, you know, the approach to the game has to be more about the execution, you know, because that's really what it's going to come down to is, you know, who's going to execute the best and who's going to be, you know, willing to put on the line for the entire game.
All right, Jordan, thanks so much for your time today, as always, and I look forward to talking.